Hi, my name is Kaylin Belford. It is March 2nd, and I am with
Mr. Keith Long.
And we are in Madison High School, and we will be discussing life while in Madison. The first question I have for you is, how would you describe your life while living in Madison?
Madison is not too bad. It's a good place to grow up, you know. Like with anywhere, it's good things and it's bad things. The upside, you know, I like the people, great neighborhood, but on the other side, you know, it's like, you know, crime like anywhere else. But beside that, I think it's a really good place to stay.
Mm-hmm. Would you think it'll be the same way when you were a child as now, or have we have elevated since then?
For elevation, I'm gonna say like with the crime. Back in the day, it was a lot of crime, but now it's just like different. Like with the younger generation, it's more like they just like really don't care. They don't have respect for the elderly. So it's a little different. But as far as like with technology, things of that nature, it's improving. So yeah, I could say we're going in the right direction.
All right. And now, do you remember any significant people while you were growing up?
I do. I really looked up to my cousin, Bernard Long Sr. He's a great guy around the neighborhood. He's a principal at Blair School. It used to be called Blair now. It's Bernard Long. They named it after him. They named the actual Blair after him. And then when they closed the school, they changed Madison Middle to Blair. So, yeah, that was a guy I really looked up to. My cousin, Mr. Long.
He must have been a great person to have a school named after him.
Absolutely.
All right.
About 50 years in education.
Mm-hmm. What places do you remember being here that are gone now?
Ooh, it's a lot of places. I want to say, actually, like, right on 5th Street in Madison, it was a store. I forget the name of the store, but it was like a little convenience store. It's actually right where his house is. Like, they tore it down, they built their new house there. It was another place. It was a nice donut shop. It was called Busy Bee Bakery. It's still there, but it's not open, and I miss them. But something significant, I would say, what's going on in Madison? Our actual Board of Education building is on site, but we used to have one on 4th Street, and that's gone. So, yeah, that's something I can think about that's gone now.
All right. And do you think that Madison has improved from when you were younger?
Yes, I do. I really do. I can say it has. Certain thing have. I ain't really going to elaborate on that. But, yeah, I can say all in all, yeah.
And how do you feel about the school's improvement?
Well, with the schools, I would say, I would say, like, with technology, like, y'all have different stuff, like, that we had. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot easier to teach. I ain't going to say it's easier to teach because I'm not a teacher, but I would say it probably might be a little easier to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? With the technology, with the hands-on stuff. So I would say, yeah, it's probably a little better nowadays because we were straight up textbook, no. Mm-hmm. Only time we got watch movies on a free day, but like y'all can get a lot of y'all lesson off the computer or
it'd be a lot more advanced now.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We was in the dinosaur age. That was just 20 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have anything else you would like to say about Madison or even Madison County?
Madison County. I would like to say, you know, like I say, it's a good place to be. You know what I mean? Like I say with anywhere, it's crime, this, that, anywhere. But, I mean, all in all, I like staying here, and, I mean, I like it. I'm gonna say that.
All right. I thank you for conducting this interview with me, and I hope you have a nice day.
Thank you very much.